Oh, a great big fat howdy there, friend. My name's Shug Fisher, one of the sons of the pioneers, and, well, now that the rest of the pioneers have finally realized who's who around the lucky you, they figured I'd better be the one to get today's visit underway. I reckon it must be because of my magnetism. Because of my natural ability as a speaker. So I give you now, folks, those aristocrats of the kitchen.
Shug.
What?
That's aristocrats of the range.
Who in a cat hair cares, Kenneth, as long as they are cooking with gas? Ah, oh, brother, that'll be hard to follow, but play anyway, partner.
There's a blue sky away out yonder. That's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky away out yonder. That's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder. That's a calling me home.
I'm tired of roaming around, mighty tired and mighty blue. Somehow I never have found any place like the home I once knew.
There's a blue sky away out yonder. That's a roof over my head. There's a blue sky away out yonder. That's a cover for my bed. And wherever I wander, or wherever I may roam, there's a blue sky away out yonder that's a calling me home.
Oh, my. Thank you, thank you. That was...
Go on, Shug.
Don't rush me, Kenneth. That was... There, the blue sky way out yonder.
Well, Shug. Hmm? Boy, you are to be congratulated. Oh, that's the first time you've ever gotten your facts straight. You know that?
You aren't playing with kids, you know. Oh, howdy, Mr. T. Howdy, Mr. T. Betty.
Hello, Shug. Hi, fellas.
Hello, Betty.
How are you, Betty?
How are you?
Say, Betty, what in the world was in those bundles I saw you and Tommy mysteriously smuggling into the schoolhouse yesterday?
Oh, there's no mystery about it, Ken. Those bundles contained, among other things, a dozen cans of Planters cocktail salted peanuts.
You mean...
Of course. Tomorrow after school, I'm having a party for the kids. After all, it is Valentine's Day, you know.
By George, I forgot all about it being Valentine's Day. You know that?
Well, I'm sure glad you didn't forget it, Betty. You know, I'm glad you didn't forget the one thing that is sure to make that party a success. Planters cocktail salted peanuts. Because Planters have the knack and know-how that comes from more than 45 years in the peanut business. And that's why it's such a good idea to always keep Planters cocktail salted peanuts handy in your food cupboards, as well as getting an extra supply for those parties. Those peanuts inside those festive blue and yellow cans are roasted and toasted and salted just right by a special Planters process. Why, they're the kind of peanuts your family and friends enjoy eating, the kind you're proud to serve. So start right now to stock up on Planters cocktail salted peanuts for parties, between meal snacks, and to add that flavor zest to your favorite recipes. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, peanut butter, and peanut oil.
Thank you.
That was Frankie Messina blending a few Spanish notes on that accordion of his into the tune of Gay Ranchero.
Kenneth, I used to love it down south of the border.
Oh? And I suppose you became quite a linguist, too.
A what?
Linguist. That means one who is adept at languages.
Well, why didn't you say so? Yeah, I learned to speak Spanish just like a native.
Is that right?
Why, many of the night, I used to sit on my tortilla and... put on my tortilla and strum my cucaracha. Yes, yeah, sir, while the native haciendas danced on their enchiladas. Then I'd rear back and sing them a plaintive love song.
A love song?
You heard me. Those things on the side of your head ain't just to hold your hat up, bud.
Well, I heard you, Shug, but I don't believe you.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No, sir.
Well, I'll prove it to you. Just hit me a chord, pioneers, and then stand away back. But I'm going to give you the English transfusion of it. Well, now, I've cooked biscuits all my life.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
I've cooked for the devil and the devil's wife.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
I've cooked for old Paul Bunyan's crew when a run short of flour just used glue. But they're all dead now, so I'll cook them for you.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Now I can make biscuits of every kind.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
I make them out of any old thing I find.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Biscuit pudding and biscuits too. Great big biscuits and little ones too. And biscuits you can't even chew.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues. Biscuits for breakfast, biscuits for dinner, and biscuits for supper too. And a biscuit dream most every night. Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
When I go to the oven to see if they're done.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Well, I open up the door and I pull my gun.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Then I fan three shots with a crack, 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 and the biscuits smile and the slugs bounce back. They're done to a turn. What a tasty snack.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
How about big, greasy steak?
Oh,
with mushroom gravy and a devil's food cake.
Oh,
a glass of wine.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe three or four.
Oh, by all means.
Well, you're going to get biscuits now. Don't get sore.
Oh, we got the biscuit blues.
Oh, my. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, all you lovers of the muse.
Brother, that was a love song?
Why not? It just depends on what you love.
I think he's got you there, kid. You know, I hate to bust up this word wrestling bout between you two, but it's time for us to make our daily award of a gold deed to an acre of lucky you land to someone who's done a good deed.
It sure is, Lloyd. Shug and I'll keep quiet. I didn't get a chance to see the mail this morning. Did you find a deserving person?
Well, we think so, Ken. In fact, a deserving couple. The letter's from a little lady in Yakult, Washington, and it says in part, "Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I just got through listening to your program over station KEX in Portland, and I was happy to hear about the nice things you're doing for people who have done a good deed for someone else. It certainly is a good deed on your part to give an acre of land to others who have done good deeds. I believe it will go a long way toward encouraging those who may be a little hesitant in doing good to start thinking about their neighbors instead of themselves. I'd like to tell you about a dear couple who are as unselfish as anyone could possibly be. They're Mr. and Mrs. Fred Doyle of Yakult, Washington. They're next-door neighbors of mine, and they are real neighbors. These two good people have sent boxes of food and clothing to destitute people in the countries of Europe. They're steady contributors to various charitable institutions and societies. They're also active in missionary work. Mr. Doyle has a car, and he takes me and other neighbors back and forth to Vancouver or Portland or wherever we may want to go without taking a cent from us to pay car expenses. One time, After he had brought me home from Vancouver, I asked him what I owed him, and this is what he said. Whenever you have the opportunity to help others, do it. That's pay enough for me. I think that shows a mighty fine spirit of giving, and they have the spirit of God in their hearts. The letter is signed, a faithful listener, Mrs. Oliver Batchelder, Yakult, Washington.
Thank you, Lloyd. You fellas sure did pick a deserving couple for today's Gold Deed Award. We'd also like to send along a Sons of the Pioneers song salute. It's one we had the pleasure of recording for RCA Victor in our album of cowboy classics, Blue Prairie.
Sort of excited here on the Lucky You, thinking about that motion picture company coming down from Hollywood. And in fact, you can already detect a faint aroma. Aroma? That's pretty good. Of ham around the ranch. And say, speaking of ham, look who's a-legging it up the path. It's old Dink Swink from down at the crossroads. Well, it's nice to see you, Dink. How are you?
Howdy, Fred.
Dink, I'm Lloyd, remember?
By jings, that's a fitting name, too.
you win. I give up.
Well, you had ought to do that, Fred.
Oh?
No. My daddy always told me, said, never give up till you go to work and try.
Till you go to work and try.
By jings, there's that...
No, Dink, it's no echo.
I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't figure you would. Don't try what?
You know, come to think of it, my daddy never did sight.
Say, tell me, Dink, what brought you up this way today?
Just a neighborly call, Fred.
Well, that's nice.
I talked to Fred Fisher over the party line yesterday.
Yes, I know.
But I couldn't hardly make out what he was jawing about.
Oh?
He sure talks funny, don't he?
It all depends on which side of the fence you're on.
That's mighty interesting.
No, I thought...
I didn't know you had to go to work and get on the fence before you could make your value.
No, Dink, that's just an expression.
I don't care.
Well, I think it's good.
But I'm fetching some real startling news for you fellers.
Oh?
Yep. There's one of them flickering film outfits coming to the valley.
No.
Yeah. They're going to go to work and make a picture to show on one of them our magic lanterns.
Yeah. Well, Dink, we heard about it, but they're called motion picture companies now.
Well, that's a clever name for it, ain't it?
Yes, yeah, I think it is. Uh-huh.
I might be able to fix it up so you fellers could act in it if you ought to.
Well, now, that's darn decent of you, Dink, but you must know the big shots, huh?
Know them?
Yeah.
I'm afraid I even talked to the dictator.
Director, Dink.
I don't care.
Well, I didn't think.
I kind of sidled up to him when he stopped in at the crossroads.
You did?
Yep. I ups and I said to him, Mister?
You said to him, Mister?
Yeah, that's what I said. If you're aiming to get yourself a number one romantical feller...
Uh-huh.
You're aiming in the right direction.
Yeah. And what did he say?
I got myself a job.
No.
Yep. Of course, I ain't fixing to start till summer.
Oh, that's what he told you?
Well, just about, Fred. He said to me, Friend?
He said, Friend?
Yeah. And Friend, when I put you in my picture, it'll be a cold day in June. Well, I gotta fetch myself back to the crossroads. You fellers are planning to do any more picking and singing?
Well, as a matter of fact, Betty Taylor was gonna sing, shame on you.
Well, I don't cotton much to no tattletales, but tell her to sing fast and I'll walk slow. So long.
So long, Dick.
When returned, it was broken. Hide your face. Shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Shame, shame on you. Took my car and my money. Tell you guys, that ain't funny. Turn your heart. Shame on you.
Betty, real pretty. Say, Lloyd,
mm-hmm.
I see we have some fellows from the service with us today and also some relatives of servicemen over. You want to go over and say hello to them?
I sure do, Ken. I'd like to do it right now.
Well, you go right ahead, Lloyd. You know, friends, We like to talk to the folks who have relatives in the service because now that we're being beamed all over the world on the Armed Forces Network, their sons or daughters, husbands or wives might be listening in. It's all yours, Lloyd.
Well, thank you very much, Ken. And you know, today it is really a pleasure. We've got three very beautiful young ladies here. Never mind now. You don't have to talk to me out. And they're from Canada. Your name, please?
Lorraine King.
Where are you from, Lorraine?
Yarmouth, Nova Scotia.
Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. Well, that's a long ways away, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Quite a long way.
Well, it's awfully nice. Are you having a good time down here?
Oh, wonderful time.
Are you girls on kind of a furlough or are you on duty down here?
No, we're on leave.
Oh, you're on leave?
Yes.
Well, we sure hope you're having a good time. Hope you'll come back and see us.
Oh, we certainly are. We love every minute of it.
Well, wonderful. Thank you very much. Another young lady here. Your name, please?
Margaret Murphy.
And where are you from, Margaret?
Yarmouth, Nova Scotia.
Oh, from Nova Scotia also. Mm-hmm. Are you having as good a time as she is?
Well, I guess so.
That's the way.
That's further than Oklahoma, ain't it?
Well, yes, that is.
Well, bet.
Also, another young lady here. Your name, please?
Kay Laviolette.
And where are you from, Kay?
Cornwall, Ontario.
Ontario.
That's right.
Well, it's nice
She's
to have
a her.
She. Nova Scotia says you're a foreigner. Thank you very much for coming down to our show.
Thank you.
And now we have some more folks here. I believe this lady here has a husband in the service. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Your name, please?
This is Ryan Womack.
Well, you know, we'll just be a-hoping that your pappy will be listening in. Is he still in the service?
Yes, he is.
Where is he stationed?
Port Magoo, California.
Point Magoo, California. Well, we hope he'll be listening in. You tell him you were on our program, will you?
All right.
In case he doesn't hear us.
All right.
Thank you very much. Another young lady here. Your name, please?
This is Frank Nagel.
Mrs. Frank Nagel, and your husband is in service?
Yes, Seabees.
In the Seabees?
Yes.
Where is he right now, Mrs.
Nagel?
He's
stationed at Port Hueneme, California.
He's at Port Hueneme.
Yes.
Well, we hope that they'll broadcast our program up there and he'll hear you. Almost got stuck there, didn't it, for a minute?
Sure did.
Thank you very much for coming down.
Thank you.
Another young lady here, your name, please?
Mrs. Floyd Hines, Jr.
And Mrs. Hines, is your husband in service now?
Yes, he's in the service.
Where is he located?
Point Hueneme.
He's also at Point Hueneme. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll hope he'll hear you.
Thank you.
Here's another lady here. Your name, please?
Bessie Goland.
Bessie Goland.
Yes.
And you have a relative in service?
My oldest son, yes.
Your oldest son. Mm-hmm. And where is he stationed, Ms. Goland?
In Florida is at the present moment, School of Aviation of Medicine.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'll bet you're just real proud of him.
Yes, I'm very proud of him and all the boys that are in the service.
Well, thank you an awful lot for coming down, and we're proud of you, too.
Thank you.
Here's some fellas here from, I believe, from India. Is that
that's
correct?
Right. That's
right. Your name, please?
Lahori.
I beg your pardon?
Lahori.
Lahori.
That's right.
And from what part of India are you from?
Oh, from Delhi.
From Delhi?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been through Delhi at one
have
time.
Have you? Very good.
Yes, uh-huh. I was in CBI for a couple of years.
Very good, uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you. Another gentleman here. Your name, please?
My name is Haji Abdurrahim. I'm from Iran.
You're from Iran?
That's right. I live in India, too, and I'm living in the United States now.
Oh, I see.
That's
well,
right.
It's sure nice of you to come down. Yeah. We hope you'll come back and see
well,
us.
Well, I'm trying to open an international restaurant here in Los Angeles.
Well, wonderful. We hope that you're successful and stay
Thank
with
you.
Us. Thank you very much, folks, for coming to see us.
Thank you, Lloyd, and thank you, folks, for stopping by. You know, in answer to a great many requests, we're going to play one of Tim Spencer's great tunes right now. It's a story of a pioneer mother who started on the long trek west with the wagon trains, but because of the hardships, found her last resting place alongside the trail. It features the fine voice of Lloyd Perryman. It's entitled That Pioneer Mother of Mine.
Deep in the heart of the prairie, asleep in a hidden shrine, with a whispered prayer, they left her there, that pioneer mother of mine.
Somewhere out there on the prairie alone, my guardian angel divine is there at rest somewhere in the west.
I'd give all I own today if someone would guide my way.
Thank you very much, folks. You know, one good thing like that deserves another. Hugh, how about reading your thought for the day?
I'd like to, Lloyd. Today's thought came from a listener by the name of Arville D. Dorsett, who lives in Chico, California, and listens to us over station KFBK, Sacramento. He writes, these days you can hear people going around complaining about high prices and the cost of living, so whenever they complain to me about that, I always say to them, never complain or fret about things money can buy, because there are so many things money can't buy.
Well, that's wonderful, Hugh. Thank you very much. Boys, I think if we'll just rush right along, we can get in about one course of Cielito Lindo. Carl?
Ay, 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 ay. Canta, no llores, porque cantando se alegran Cielito Lindo los corazones.
In Mexico, where the breezes blow, there I'm bound to go, señorita. Here's the love I bring you, cielito lindo, my own amorita.
Ay, 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 let's sing a love song. Oh, when our hearts sing together, cielito lindo, love comes along.
Well, sir, friends, we've come to the end of another day's visit here on the Lucky You Ranch. It's been a real pleasure to entertain you once again, and we're going to try our best to bring you some more fine music and maybe a chuckle or two tomorrow along about this same time. So until then, this is George Putnam saying, for all the sons of the pioneers, our pretty school ma'am Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, all the rest of our Lucky You gang, so long for now. This program is heard throughout the world by over 90 million people through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service and came to you from the Lucky You. So until tomorrow, be lucky, you.